Been great.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like Took walking around. We got a gong in there.
Oh, yeah, I burned sage the other day. It was great. It was awesome. Okay. A lot of people are. It's okay.
Bless you, sister. Then what you tell me wrong?
Talk to you about some of this pussy. God bless you, sister. I'll pray for you. Come
here. Lay hands.
What was the path of Martin?
Yeah, yeah.
Lottie Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what he's killing. Well, vampire in Brooklyn.
And if you get you a piece of evil ass, woo!
Bro, that don't make shit funny like that no more, man.
This is good. Evil is good.
I introduce y'all, Miss Mariah. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, you.
Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time.
Like a mother.
You ain't never heard that shit before?
I did. Oh,
Maxine Waters.
Yeah, she reclaiming her time. They wasted her shit.
All that woman.
Yeah.
She reclaiming her time.
I'm thinking about woman.
Zen Master, how you holding up?
I told you about that shit.
I'll never call you. Ever in your life.
But my thing is, you can't be the munch if you ain't munching on no back.
I'm big. I'm much on the
field. Oh my God.
You got to play right there.
I'm fast. I'm going across the board.
Uh-oh. Two lines, too.
I ain't that dumb.
You ain't that what? Oh, damn. That nigga. Zen ain't all over your body no more. You gotta go live again, bro.
You gotta go live again. I missed the first one.
Please.
I gotta denounce the Zen. I had Zen come all over me in a long time.
Damn.
I wish you came.
Yes.
See, let me go back.
Take me now.
Oh, shit. You funny, man. Y'all want to start about with what was the one y'all was talking about the six?
Sure.
Read that, man.
Bad. Okay. So this guy on Instagram, I think he was past. Yeah, he was past. Past say. If you keep sex out of the picture, both men and women will come to a quick conclusion if they're supposed to be together. Y'all believe it?
Sex clouds so much. Because let me tell you, the most toxic people.
Why?
Sweat them up. Boy.
Bitch, I hate you.
Dick B.
Riding your dick.
Dickin. Sound like that nigga from that point.
You got your hands on your face like nigga from Home Alone. Oh, what is this bitch doing to me? You done cussed out of the text messages, all this shit.
I'm talking about.
On the phone.
Done left they ass multiple times and take your ass right the motherfuck back.
I wish I had a flip phone right now. Bitch, as soon as you get to talk. My favorite one was when they send you this 3-page text. I'm you ain't gonna say nothing, bitch. I ain't read this shit. Fuck you.
Look, I don't not respond. If it's a long text like that, my favorite is okay.
certain sense.
4K.
Ooh, no, they're gonna be mad.
You really realize how much you don't fuck with a motherfucker when you stop fucking.
But
this shit make me think about, like, you know how good your sex is if you can, you know, charm a motherfucker with it. You argue with a bitch and then you like, if I can get over here and drop the dick on, I know I got you.
Like, I feel like me and
Carisha. Carisha who?
We're gonna be on
the same
intellectual
wave. You live with my boy, too. You gonna piss on the bitch?
No.
What you gonna do?
It's the voice. Of the
no. Yo, this nigga raised his eye. I'm
saying, like, you know, there's some people out there that's fine.
Miss Mayo. Oh, that one?
I mean. Not trying to yuck anybody's yum here, but yeah, that's a hard one for me.
Pissing?
Yeah, that's hard.
I don't want to piss on
you. I'm not going to piss on you, and you damn sure not about to piss on me. No.
I don't think I...
you can squirt on me, though.
It's a little wave with the be there. I'm pretty sure sex will be all it.
What you mean? How you figure the sex is going to be all it? Because you like the way she looks?
That's a lot.
You ain't nothing 2.5 strokes, man.
It might be because the pussy was super good. She looks like she got some great vagina.
Why people think nothing fast relates to this?
Anytime I nut it fast, the pussy was A1. So I just go off. I just go off my experiences. Anytime I nut it fast, that pussy was immaculate.
You might be a quick popper, my guy.
No, it ain't that many.
You sure?
That man. I don't know.
Now, look, every time you come in now, too.
Oh, I know.
That's five people.
Oh,
man.
I got four.
You ain't get the full five.
Oh, I
got
that up. But it was one time.
Usually, when I say I'm going to cut up, that's when the motherfucker wins. I'm going to do this.
You playing.
Oh, shit.
I'm supposed to watch you play now. What? She hit you with the
number. What you put in this pussy?
She gonna hit you with a special.
You put something different in this shit.
You came in and hit me with the rock bottom, man. Stone Cold Stunner. Too fast.
But I also
like coming to America. Juices and berries.
I got no shame. No motherfucking shame. If I do, I don't care.
But that's all. You think that's just because of you?
Maybe. It depends.
It depends on how long
it's been since I had sex last. It depends on if you just don't be staring me in my face, kissing me and shit. Come on.
I'm telling you
that.
I ain't never came fast.
If you got that double twist combo and you suck it at the same time, you better as well get rid. It's coming.
I ain't never came off no bad.
You ain't never came off no bad pussy.
Not bad. You came fast with some horrible.
No, I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying I'm still trying to get my nut off. I'd be aggravated if I don't. I'd be mad.
We still, I ain't saying we ain't gonna finish the job. We gotta stay up.
Yeah,
this motherfucker get hard.
I get
turned up, then turned down. We got to finish this. How long it take? But I ain't never came.
That shit just made me mad. Like when it's the time limit on this shit, pissed me. I gotta be somewhere else. I got some other shit to do. Like work.
Oh, you gotta clock the head. Call him quick.
I can't do that, bro.
Shit. Thank God for my
job. He done called in 3 times this week. Yeah, I done had car trouble. Why your car trouble always come at lunch?
That's true.
I definitely think it's true.
That's the worst, though. When you got somebody that you really sexual compatible with, and then you figure out they dumb.
No, I thought you was gonna say sexual compatible with, and they kind of like bagging off of the sex. Like that's what fuck you. Like you know the shit fire, but they holding out on some shit like that.
What you mean?
Like your significant other. Like y'all ain't having sex, but you know the sex good. Y'all sexually compatible.
Oh, like this your girl? And she going through some shit like that. Oh, my girl can't hold out. I'm
champion
that shit. Ain't nobody. I'm
You a champion that shit.
I champion that shit. Can't nobody I'm dating. I'm with. I'm married to. Hold out on a second. My ex-wife can hold out.
Like a lot of rape to me, my man.
Why you always think? Why you always go straight to rape, bro? What happened to you?
You said I champion that shit. You can't hold out.
No, you can't hold out.
That sound like you.
It's not rape, bro.
You don't think so?
No,
what
you I said atmospheres for
love
making, bitch.
You
mind? I'm texting you.
Not say atmospheres.
I'm texting you.
I come home. That sounds like a title, my boy. Let me write it down.
I said atmospheres for that pussy to be given to me.
Nah,
bro. The conversation we had. The text message we sent to
me. Stop grabbing it.
I ain't grabbing
it. You just did, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. So you can't be with me and not want to get that pussy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not a holder outer.
You can't do this shit on the front. Like, I know some women that do that with their niggas on punishment.
Especially if your dick is like grade A.
Nothing pisses me off more than, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. I had an ex-girlfriend that tried to use that shit on me. That made me turn. That made me turn. But that's some toxic shit, but...
Is that a pussy that good?
No.
Thank you.
Like, that's... But in my mind, what I was saying was, bitch, I'm gonna show you.
Because, nigga, you tell me some shit like that immediately. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Bitch, I'm gonna show you.
Oh, okay.
And again, that is a terrible mindset to have, but I would
see. But I tell the motherfucker, man, in a minute, and my best friend to this day still laughing at me. Me and my pussy are two separate entities. I'm mad at you. She ain't. I'm gonna bust this nut and then be like,
"Bitch, go
get the fuck off me and go to bed."
That's the best.
Shit, babe. Oh, I'm still finna catch this nut, my guy.
That should make you forget what you are.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Man. Look, and I hope you feel used.
No, because yesterday when I know what you did when you said,
"Motherfucker, know they did something to piss you off, and they get to walking around in some skimpy shit."
Absolutely.
Brother, it's like a silk tank top she got. I be mad as fuck every time. You gonna walk around and let them titties fly, knowing you got some good ass shorts on.
I got a pajama set that's like that, that come with the shirt and the shorts.
I hate it. I'm talking like I'm peeking around corners.
Secret weapon.
You hungry? What you got? Come here. All right.
Some pussy.
Here we go. Here we go. Even the motherfucker. Tell me, man. Face to face. Hold them legs for a little while. You can't what now? What you mean you can't do that? Drop the dick on.
Hopefully we get there.
I'm gonna hold them titties. Hopefully. Nah, mister, I said atmosphere for love, man.
Yeah, my girl, my woman, you my wife. You can't not give me that pussy.
Stop touching it.
Man, I can't help
you. You ain't hearing me. Like, it's called a static every time you do it.
Am I doing it? Is it doing it?
Stop. Stop it. Don't touch it. You like one of the kids. All
right, Didi. Sound like Didi from this. Like, ooh, what did this make you do? But I will tell you, on the other side of that, it feels so good when a motherfucker can't control you with sex. Or not even control, I would say influence.
Because
there's some people that, you know, they don't control. Like, I've had a person not control me with sex, but I've had a person, like, you ever had a person whose sex was so fucking good, you crave that person?
Being at this
skin to skin, yeah. Like a fucking newborn.
Yeah,
When you get rid of that feeling,
bitch put a face on your face and she smell good. You smell her hair and shit.
No, hell no.
You tweaking? You talking about them crunchy weed bitches? You know what
I got a scent. Shit, I got a scent right now.
Shit feel like what's that shit? That shit in the Easter egg basket for the kids at the dog.
I got a car and I got in the car with a nigga one day. He was like,
"It ain't nothing like that though." Especially a motherfucker that shorter you and she hug you, and like her hair is natural. You smell it, whatever she put in her hair. That shit fire. Skin routine. Maybe some slight lotion, perfume. Man, come on,
fuck all that. You just put some shots up with yourself at the park.
If I go hoop shit, I'm coming back. Let me take a bath real quick, baby. Nah, you tweak. You tweaked out.
Some shots up by yourself.
Thick motherfucker come running to your own. Hey man, I'll holler at y'all. y'all do y'all thing. I'm coming with you.
You got a check and you ain't have to spend it on my bitch.
Of course. The fuck?
That's the happiest feeling.
What your check got to do with the beef?
You ain't gotta buy a spin
on her. You gotta spend the money on her for her. Damn, bitch, you charge for hugs, man. You need it. Remember when SpongeBob needed that water?
I never watched that shit.
I don't know that shit. That shit was rough, nigga.
Nigga, we was in mourning. What the fuck you talking about? We was in mourning.
What type of fucked up nigga was you? Wasn't upset when Mufasa died, my boy?
Rest up, my nigga.
Don't say that shit no more, G.
I
came across this table.
Everybody,
you tweaking.
I was like, damn.
Nigga, I'm gonna shed some tears for Mufasa, my boy.
Then Black Twitter gonna
cancel. Then I'm sitting in the wood by myself. Bitch ass, I'm gonna took over. You tweaked out. Niggas out here starving and shit.
Nigga, we was in our feelings.
Come on, man.
You tweaking, man. Dog.
Don't piss me off.
Did
y'all watch the new one?
Don't piss me off.
Beyonce and them.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Of course. I watched that one.
Oh, man.
The scenery was so beautiful in that movie. Like, because they did everything.
You tweaking.
It's the beginning for me. When they do the first little, you know, song or whatever. Like, all that shit was very accurate to the cartoon. That shit was great.
I'm done, bro.
You not finna skip over disrespecting Mufasa like that, bro.
Hey, bro.
Mufasa was that nigga.
That nigga died quicker than
Christ. I'm like one of my uncles right now because I feel like he's scarred the family. You see what I'm saying? I'll beat the brace off this nigga
That's
shit.
They got a lot of kid complex with your real family.
That uncle fucked up for real. Like if you he'll walk in this bitch right now, and you remember the watches that you said have spills on that bitch.
Yeah, I bought that shit, you know, fit about 10K.
Nigga, you went to Mr. Doug. You told him to give you that shit off the wall right there. I used to see that shit every day, but he used to play. No, don't shout that nigga. Don't shout that. You need something fixed with your car. He got you.
Shit, I miss them kind of uncles. You can buy that nigga a case of beer and a pack of Newports, and he gonna fix any motherfucking thing.
This nigga gonna try to
text. That's, like
that's how my uncle was.
Me, he gonna try to text. Y'all.
My uncle was a master mechanic, but when he stopped like working. I swear to God, I could buy that nigga a pack of cigarettes and some beer. He He finna fix everything.
Yeah. He doing drugs?
Probably.
Probably.
Getting people's meth and shit.
Oh, no. You never did that. But your local neighborhood crackhead?
You already know how I feel about crackhead. You ain't gonna talk to me about it.
Meth head? Because I know
someone.
Listen. Nigga came. Useless. I used to have this little green putt-putt. And shout out the old bitch. But,
the shot of the car?
Yeah, that was my first car that I purchased, that I paid for.
Best.
Yeah, old best. Green Malibu, man. Little soccer mom car. She ain't got shit on Black Beauty out there. But listen. Anytime I got in that bitch, if you will hear me coming before you see me. Somebody told me that shit one time. I'll pull up to the club. I'm talking about all you hear is. Everybody was like, man, it's power steering fluid. For like 2 years, I'm putting power steering fluid in my car. All you hear.
That's the wheel.
He's meth head. And then came in like, man, you need to bet on this motherfucker. He went out that bitch 30 minutes. He like, man, let's go to AutoZone. Put that shit on there. I ain't hear the noise. You know what the nigga said? That's why I get some weed. You better give me 25. That nigga $30. She fixed that shit in a heartbeat. Okay, nigga said he used to work on diesel trucks all day. He know everything he need to know about them cars. Half your teeth, miss.
Shout out to the Houston Methods.
All the successful people, or used to be successful people, probably did.
Oh, my
God. You don't think Kanye probably did hit a line or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they used to snort lines to become like alert or some shit, don't it? Because don't like that shit, like wire your ass up.
That's what I'm trying to say. Lawyers, doctors, I fully believe they back there. And then look, if you think about if you're a doctor, you know how much of this to put in your system just to be all right. Sir? Mm-hmm. Sir?
It's
what? Stepping on shit. Shit might be 20-30%.
Yeah, got fatty in it now,
and
all type of.
That shit wild right there.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Never mind.
Cocaine.
You about to get into it. You about to break it down.
Yeah.
Narcotic motherfucker.
Definitely about to tell on yourself.
Oh, man, all that shit bad.
We don't want the kids. Man,
come on.
We don't name
you here, bro. What children is listening to this?
Give it to the law. See, I said, I was at the top. Who I switched on?
You right.
Yeah, don't touch her.
Oh, my God.
You see how she's swinging around there?
Hey. Yeah, wait.
Yeah, but don't do no fossil like that, my brother.
I didn't mean shit, bro.
Bro.
Niggas at school, eyes red, just sitting in the desk, hands on me. That shit hurt, bro. That shit hurt.
Oh, shit.
I see.
That shit hurt for real, G.
Hey, I ain't fighting.
I would have had my first fight behind Mufasa, G. I'm glad
you did. You live in Chicago. You definitely would have had your first fight. Now. Are you crying over Mufasa?
Bing, 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 bing. Quit playing with me. I want to bang the ass up with that one. Hey, that nigga got busy. That's what they would have been saying. That nigga got busy behind the line, G. You tweaking, bro. Can't believe you disrespect my guy like that, man. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Fictional character.
Stop it. Okay? Don't act like you ain't fucking.
Fuck Mufasa. See? Lil Saint.
They gonna cancel you.
I was just about to say, Black Twitter is about to cancel the fuck out you.
I did like that.
Black Panther. But why? Black Panther, the first thing to say.
Sure, he lost everybody. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. If they don't get Ezra Bassett, they got their Oscar.
They probably not.
Bro, that shit gonna drive me, though. I'm watching just for that. That's whole shit, bro. Ain't nobody
want to see shit.
That little ass scene, ain't nobody do better than her. And that 5 minutes of cinema. What do you call it? Seminar?
Cinema.
Ain't nobody do better.
Tell them who
you are. I have lost everything. Then you thought it was going to be funny because she's like, let's go get them. They took sure. Lieutenant, you are not stripped of your.
She read the fuck out them people for a board meeting.
Yeah, she definitely did that.
Oh,
mother, queen mother, I lost my husband. Your husband is in a jail cell. God, boy, they gotta get her that shit, man. That was, hey, that's one of her greatest
movies. My thing is, if they ain't gave her Oscar for What's Love Got to Do with It,
yeah, they gave
they're not finna give it.
My boy was definitely minking her ass up.
Yeah, they was, I don't think they want to give it to her just because her ass beat the
movie. Like she need an Oscar for being one of the strongest motherfuckers. Like, what?
She been playing a lot of money.
Cut the fuck up.
She's strong. They was an epic boxer. That's too toxic. I know Ike had to have raw dick on him. He's dicking her like
what?
This. What? On the face like that.
I got it.
That nigga pulled the boot off.
And
he's beating her ass. That's
nah,
all.
Bro.
And you fucking
that nigga hitting too hard. One of them licks gotta happen.
My thing is,
he like this, like something popped up in your head.
My
remember
thing
she
is,
she left with the kids at first, and then call him smack the ass.
You beat my ass, and I'm staying with you while you fucking my background singers and dancers. Really? You definitely had some dick on you.
Slang. What if she just loved you? That much love in the world.
Man, come on, man. Y'all see this every day. Be for real.
Be for real. I don't see that shit.
You don't see what?
Whatever you're talking about.
You don't think somebody stay in a relationship just because they love somebody?
No. Yeah. I say they stay in fear.
Bro, I almost cut this mic off just to say, yes, the fuck you do.
Nah,
I'm sure you do.
Nah, if a nigga banging your head in.
You don't know nobody that got their ass whooped and talk shit and then stayed.
Yeah. It just wasn't because of love. What hell no, it wasn't just because of love. It was because they was their livelihood. That was the only they didn't want to go to work. That was the only person that was taking care of them. They was groomed to get their ass beat. You know, hell no. Nah. Nah, love ain't had nothing to do with it. That bitch had a way, she would have got up out of it.
You too.
I don't know niggas that get their ass beat because they because of love. I know plenty of niggas who get beat up.
By their chick? What kind of abusive shit is going on?
Well, I see that man backhand a nigga with a ring on in his eye, dog.
Bitch! What the fuck?
They still together. And they talk right now. Every time he talk to me, it ain't never because, yeah, I love a dog. It's always because of something I got to do for the kids or for something. It ain't never. Yeah, we working on it because I love her.
Did he say he got to do something for the kids? That's why he's staying to get his ass beat?
Yeah.
He got to do something for the kids?
Nah, he
got to
do something for the kids. But he can't leave his kids and shit like that.
He can fight for custody. But he built to get his ass beat.
He built to go see. Through the court system.
I can't see.
I know you can't, bro. That's what I've been trying to tell y'all. Y'all fucking uniform, bro. This is normal people life. Y'all know nothing about
it. I definitely live a normal person life.
I was about to tell you, shit. We grew up in the fucking project.
There's normal people life. Nah. Even though y'all grew up in the project, y'all still fucking uniform.
Nah.
You know,
I was
how many niggas punched you in the eyebrow before?
I've been punched down a few times.
By a woman?
Oh, hell no. By Nick.
I thought me. How many niggas?
Nigga that stole on me before.
How many niggas that punched on you before?
I didn't punch
you.
Nigga.
You see what I'm saying? How many niggas punch
yeah.
you? Not a fucking one. I'm Nick, like that.
What you talking about?
Women on the other hand.
You ain't never been punched in a fight.
In a fight?
Yeah.
No, nigga. I'm like that. Like that.
No.
His neck movement, his head movement, I'm like that. And if you swing.
Fuck out of here.
I'm going to tell you something. If you swing with a lot of velocity and that bit heavy, oh, we take that bit to the ground immediately. We take that bit to the ground immediately.
I don't know, wrap one nigga up in my life, bro.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Hold
I grew up.
What I'm saying, but still, but that nigga was kind of cocky. That nigga was like he was a creative wrestling player when I seen him.
Yeah, I ain't never.
But he stole on me first. I ain't wrap him up until we swung at each other about 5 or 6 times.
I've been snuck. I ain't never. That's the
what I'm saying. He stole.
I've been snuck from the back of the head. I'd have got hit with a brick before.
I'd have been snuck. I'd have been stolen on. In the top 2 times. That's it.
How many fights you had in your life?
I don't know, nigga. I mean, I ain't never been scared to get down. I ain't even won all the fights.
I done had more than 12 fights.
I don't think I'm that high. Yeah, okay.
Probably 20. Chicago just fight with.
Maybe 6 or 7. Really, honestly.
Damn. Bless.
How?
Is that low?
Full blown grown man one time. I was like, what?
No, I'm saying, but just 6 fights. I'm saying that's
dope. I mean, I ain't no aggressive ass nigga.
Me neither.
Like, you really gonna have to
fight for survival.
You gonna really have to take me there for me to say, all right, I'm finna whoop your ass. But it's like, at this time in my life, I'm not finna fight you. I'm definitely finna shoot. Yeah. I'm definitely finna shoot. Young whoopers, man. I can see myself breathing hard right now.
You gonna breathe bitch. Hard. But I know how to control my breathing. That's what fucking niggas up with me. I'm big, control my breathing. You don't know I'm staying that.
Let me shoot you in the leg first.
Yeah, you got
to
shoot.
It's gonna happen. And I hope you don't get angry and charged like the Hulk, because then I got
a woman whooped my ass.
I've been slapped one time in my life.
Oh hell, women are big.
I tell you, I've been slapped one time by a woman, and the other one would just kind of scratch me up, and she tore a button up that I had on. It was my fault.
The only time I ever put my hands on a dude was in junior high. They was playing this little stupid ass shit where they used to pop people on their back when they get off the bus. And that particular day was the fucked up day.
That's a V.
I said, don't touch me. Somebody hit me. I turned around. The first person that was laughing.
Bink. Oh, Shannon didn't get the name of Helen. She didn't got me. Things like, hey.
You laughing about me? You
get her ass.
Well, look, that usually how that happens. Don't laugh too hard. It's up.
That's mink, funny. Mink. That's hilarious, bro. You got minked up for laughing. She
gonna turn it off.
Yeah, I can see. Then she's so sweet, man.
Now you gotta go through the rest of the year.
Fucked up.
People talk. A girl bloodied your nose.
Damn, you just have a trickling.
Oh, I socked the shit out of his ass.
Nah, see, ain't a woman ever beat me up like that. I got stabbed. Shout out to that bitch.
But see, my thing is, I'm one of them people. One, I'm not gonna put my hands on you because
that's traumatic, bro.
What was traumatic about being stabbed?
Yeah.
Well,
to be honest,
was it the pussy part or was it just being stabbed?
Pussy.
Yeah. You wanna get no pussy when you got stabbed?
No, my nigga. I would. You think I would get some pussy?
The traumatic part was.
That's how I remember the story.
The traumatic part was she took the after sex feelings away with the stabbing.
That was the traumatic part, bro. Man, I bust the good one. One of the four ones. Couldn't even enjoy that. But boom, boom, boom. Who's knocking? That's
funny. Oh, girl's better than me. This nigga. Oh. You want to see somebody fucking? You want to see me fucking better than you? Let's roll this one up. You gonna watch, goddamn it! I'm finna give you something to watch.
Yeah, I'd have been it.
You understand me? Oh, you want see?
Find out the hard way.
But see, my thing is, I need to stop being so damn petty. Because see, that's my petty coming out. Cause oh, you want to be one of them? Oh, okay. I'm gonna show you.
I think I just get more love. Like, that shit wouldn't bother me.
Instead?
No, like, when you fucking somebody porn, that would have took me to the point where
I'm definitely not about to watch that shit for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it'd have been like 2-3 minutes. And I'd be like, all right, bet. I ain't finna text you and be like, bitch, have fun. Niggas do that shit. When they find out some shit, all right, bitch, I'm glad you doing it. Have fun with your life. Have fun fucking that nigga.
See? That's trauma right there. I'm scared of all this. That's why
I'm scared. I am. Don't have fun. That's why I'm fucking him right now.
I don't want to get in my feelings. That shit too exhausting.
I think you've established that you're kind of tender behind the pussy.
I think he said that before.
Would you disagree? I'm just saying. What you mean? I'm not knocking you. I'm just over the course of time.
Still. But my thing is, how do you expect to find a life partner and not be in your feelings behind? Because, you know. Oh, you're not trying to find a life partner?
Right now, I'm sure.
Oh, hey, ain't no wrong with it.
About 3 weeks, you mentioned.
Yeah.
3 weeks. Yeah. That ain't a long time.
No, even before then, I was chilling. I was feeling.
Nah, you was getting pussy.
No, but I wasn't trying to find a life partner either.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, my bro.
I'm the life partner they're trying to find. That's another thing.
Bro. I'm him. It's Timothy.
It's too many women on pursuing type shit now, bro. I'm like being pursued. Is that crazy?
It's not. That's just
your purpose. Hell no, because you a man. You want to pursue.
That's your purpose. As you should.
I don't take all the shit you're doing to pursue.
As you should.
And see, my thing is, hey.
I love it.
It's a different world now, though, G.
Every time I have ever shot my shot, it never worked out. So I'm like, man, fuck that shit.
Think about how many guys that shot their shot at you and you to turn it back.
No, this the thing. I say from the beginning, oh, no, thank you, baby. I'm talking to somebody or I'm not interested.
That's still rejection.
No, no, no. These motherfuckers. I had a nigga. We went out on a date. I went to this nigga house. He cooked for me. I didn't kiss this nigga. And then like a week later, he was like, yeah, I see myself, you know, like growing feelings for you. I just need you to know, like, I have a girlfriend.
Dang.
What? Now, see, had it been the other way around, he'd be like, oh, no, I'm in a relationship. Oh, okay.
You go.
But, nigga, don't start the beginnings of a relationship with me.
What you mean, brother?
What you just saying before she said that?
It's rejection. Oh, which part are you doing?
No, but she said that. What she said to the niggas who were trying to holler at her, what she said. She was like, that's rejection.
It is.
Not rejection of all niggas' eyes. That just mean, oh, she want me to go hard.
Niggas gonna try. I ain't say niggas gonna stop.
Absolutely.
You sound like you're gonna stop. That's rejection.
I am. All right. So if I approach a woman and she say, if I approach a woman and she say, no, hey, I got a friend, or I'm in a relationship, or I can't talk to you right now. All right, cool. I did my due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Now if I feel like you gonna be mine type shit, I keep trying. But not just on some fact that, well, you know, you gotta give me something. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen niggas be like, your trout mouth ass bitch, I ain't wanna talk to you.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm saying. Like, it happens. But women are more terrified than that than anything. Well, or some women I know. Yeah. That is hard on them. Yes, nigga.
I know for a fact.
It definitely doesn't feel good.
I know women that do this shit just to see how far I can go.
Yeah, women definitely get bored and see what they can get done.
No, I got a man. Well, I ain't looking for nobody. And they keep pressing. Girl, he got this stuff. I don't know how.
You tweaked out.
He got it. Tore it up to him. It's something you told him you didn't like him. I fully believe
if a woman knows she gonna fuck with you or not in the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Nah, I had a nigga weave his way into some pussy.
What you got going on?
I had a nigga Steve Urkel his way into some pussy.
But did you know at any point that you were fucking when you seen him?
Hold on. How the fuck he Steve Urkel his way into
pussy? He was Urkel, then he was Stephon.
He wore my ass down. No, he was still Urkel.
No, I'm trying to figure out he's Nicky
Paul. He turned Stephon.
Hell
no. That nigga was Nicky Parker.
She said
he won't. I'm wearing dead. That's ugly. Every day. How did he do that? Yeah, he
Nicky
down?
Was on some literally. Sexual harassment.
How'd you get worn down?
I was younger.
He kept grinding that ass. You know, like them salt shakers at Red Lobster.
That's my problem. I don't put a lot of energy. Even ones I really like that.
Well, yeah, that should change. Because, like, my thing is, I'm going to require some kind of energy from you, my boy.
Yeah,
I mean, not saying that you got to be up my ass crack or nothing, but, you know, I literally just stopped talking to a nigga the other day. I told him I was going to fall back. I said, okay, I feel like I'm texting you a little more than you're texting me. And then your responses are dry. I said, you must not be a big talker. He was like, no. But every time I either see him in person or we speak on the phone, Yeah, when you gonna let me take you out? Bitch, when you ask
that's
me.
That dumb shit right there. See, that ain't me. Instead of texting or calling, I'd rather pull your ass out. Let's go somewhere and eat.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're more so in person type problem.
I think that's what's fucking me up now.
I'm like that now because I work at a call center. I don't want to be on the phone. Like, my sister can call me and I'd be like, you could text me. And she just be want to chop it up with me, and that's fine. I love her to death with it. But hey, you could have texted me. Like, if I'm in a mood, nigga, I let that bitch ring. And then I'm gonna text you right after. What's up?
I ain't with this shit at all.
Like, I don't want to be on the phone all day. Like, that shit, ain't nothing cute about this shit. But you know what's crazy? If I call you, you better answer that motherfucker. No, not me.
Only person I'm like that with my baby mama and my son.
That's what I'm referring to. If I call you,
better answer that motherfucker. This is weird.
Oh, man.
I wish I was born in like the 70s.
You okay?
Crack.
Wow, never mind. Me and Keisha fell out behind that one time. I remember calling her and she declined the call, right? I got to the crib. I'm like, hey, I called her. She's like, oh, I was on the phone with such and such. Excuse me?
That's your woman.
Like, yeah, like, what is you saying? And I had to really wrap her mind around when I'm like, they supersede me? Like, goddamn, what y'all talking about? Was that important? We fell out bad. That shit was good. I'll never forget this.
They got an order for you, huh?
Yeah. Answer the phone. I mean, like, if she called me at any time, I'm gonna pick up the phone. That shit gonna pick up on this motherfucker right here.
Pick up the phone. Good nigga, man.
Pick up the phone.
That nigga being concert now. I don't even be seeing people singing no more. Like, what? This nigga doing shows and they don't even advertise that shit. They don't put his name up there. He just pop out.
Damn, where he got here?
Yeah, the rules are fucked up. There, it's backwards. I forgot what else I was supposed to be asking.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
the- Jesse
made
Martha got some smoke on that hook.
Maybe not.
Oh, hell. Martha still got some smoke.
Name don't mean he got no
big
smoke.
Big thighs and a big booty.
Hey, bro. I don't know what it is, but you see somebody walking towards you and their thighs be rubbing. You see how you steady saying that?
That shit is annoying.
Not the whole shit, dude.
What, the thighs?
Yes, you know how many fucking jeans?
Yeah,
real. Yeah,
I'll be
mad. Sound like you're striking a match every time you take a step.
I'm talking about, and then it'd be your favorite pair of jeans. I'd be like,
quick. Put your whole tongue in that mouth. Curve that bitch. Never mind.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I wish. Not you, Mr.
The Munch.
You feel me? What's I said atmosphere for the poison, you know? I said atmosphere for the poison.
No. Keep watching.
I said atmosphere is for the poison. I'm gonna come.
I was weakened.
I'm gonna come.
I was weak.
That's funny.
Hey, here's that video I said, Randy. When they got him on that bitch sweating, talking about the first time you got your ass lit. You on that bitch. That nigga was rocking back and forth. Like, gee, was this you?
That's scary.
No, that shit is terrifying.
Come on,
let's go ahead. Nah. You
you get your taint licked, that shit ain't supposed to feel that good. Your taint? A bitch ain't never put her lips on your taint?
Yeah, remember she tried, I told y'all about the white bitch.
See, nah, that was different. You was terrified. You ran away. I'm talking this motherfucker licked that bitch. I was like, oh. She was jacking and playing with the balls too. She was living too reckless. I don't know, but dap that nigga up. Give him some dap. Don't go no lower though. I ain't playing under nothing under that.
Bro, you can't even watch
flicks
nowadays with that shit, bro.
Cause what?
Niggas in their ass.
Like, yeah, I'll fast forward.
Pop out. Shit. First 5 seconds.
Nigga, I seen some shit.
Whoa!
I was watching this shit.
I signed up for this.
It was a threesome. This nigga had a bitch sucking his dick and eating his ass. I was like, nah. I'm so sick. Just like that, nigga. Man. I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga was standing there like, yeah, that's it.
No, sir. Bitches was face deep.
Yeah.
My nose.
Them motherfuckers be happy.
Go on. Woman.
Happy.
You got a kid. I know somewhere out here.
He probably said this shit. I'm gonna come. Oh. Do not come.
Do not come. I'm gonna fuck Kamala Harris.
She got that purse in her head.
Her husband kissing on her bottom wife. What's going on in the Oval Office?
I don't know.
It's like the Oval, like Tyler Perry show.
Shit, problem.
They said that nigga's gonna buy BT. That shit went down, and Lord's gonna come back. Y'all seen Creed?
No, but I'm so ready with Jonathan Major. Sexy ass. Ooh.
Women like you, right?
Boy, I write the shit out there, bitch.
Have y'all seen the Michael B. Jordan challenge?
What's the Michael B. Jordan challenge?
Have you seen it? The Michael B. Jordan challenge. All right. So the challenge is you ask your significant other, hey, you heard Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive. You got not what the top sexiest man in the world.
Yeah.
Brother, they got like just 8 slides of people asking their significant other that shit. I ain't never laughed so hard in my life. Niggas said, babe, you know, sexiest man of the year or some shit like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, for real? She was like, yeah, well, he is attractive. Nigga said, huh? He was like, what you think about it? Like, well, you know, he kind of old, but no, he attractive. He deserved it. Nigga said, yeah, get I need a new joint.
Because
Billy
did that shit.
Yeah. But look, they got some shit. That nigga said, I heard that nigga was sex man. She was like, yeah, he deserved it too. That nigga said, bitch, you failed this test. Horrible. Man.
What they expected though? What they expected to be like, you're the greatest thing.
That's what Gilly was saying though. If your bitch ain't hyping you up, lying to you, you know, something wrong. That shit is funny though. I should have said that.
I mean, like that I can hype you up and still think he's sexy. Huh? I mean, my nigga can. But I mean, I guess it helps that I'm also attracted to females because I'd be like, well, baby, we fuck up again. She fine, ain't it, baby? The eye points out fat asses. I no lie, when I was married, we was in a restaurant. And I was sitting one way. And he was facing me, and I looked over. I said, "Damn!" He was like, "What you talking about?" I said, "Turn around." Whatever 2 o'clock.
Women do it way worse.
That motherfucker turned around. He said, "I'm talking about made the ugliest because she had an ass that big." Yeah. Well, you make that feel. Like, ooh.
Yeah. So you know how you would just look at the ass and be like, "Damn, that ass fat." You know what I'm saying? And then you go on by your dick.
I stand.
You ain't you singing too. But anyway,
I'm married.
That's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Get your glance and get on. But anyway, your woman is what she gonna do. Cause Tisha did this shit before.
She's like, damn, baby, that bitch, she got big ass booty.
I turn around, look. She's like, yeah, but her draws too much. How you see all that? You know what I'm saying? Like, they go the extra mile.
You ever see a D-Wade son when that nigga when he was still a boy and he was looking at her?
That nigga said, I remember when that happened, he was like, baby, could we take her home? I said, here, fucking
I wish. That's a blessing.
I told him nigga might be gay, man.
Huh?
Nigga might be gay.
Oh, yeah.
in it. Big booty, dark skin or light skin out there, okay? You know, want a 30-year-old nigga that's working, you know, working in a career, helping people. I like tattoos and shoes, you know. I like to figure out how to cook, you know what I'm saying? I know how to cook a little bit here, so I can cook you a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh. I know how to cook cereal and shit like that. So just get at it. Jay, you can find me on Instagram and all of it. I make it work it well. Man. But bitch, have a degree or something.
You ain't here tweaked out, huh?
No,
I tweaked out. What kind of commercial you recorded, my
boy? No, I was letting it commercial for us.
For niggas?
No.
All right. When I listen back to it, I'm going to just cut it in over. Yeah, snap.
What's that?
Why not?
I said so. How about that, Rick Dog? What the fuck is we talking about?
I said, we could be going off.
Y'all seen the
four
people got their kidnapped man in Mexico?
A lot of people died.
No, it was cold. It's 2 days.
It's half, nigga. What the fuck?
You said a lot of the people. Like, it was
30
people.
2 out of 4 motherfuckers died. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
You tweaked. You tweaked that. What about the other shit I sent y'all, man? What's something that you never got from a woman that you like?
Love.
You ain't never got love from a woman?
Not real. What did Jay say?
Real.
Yeah. Hey.
I gotta look for that shit now.
Yeah,
that shit hit. That shit hit. I think so. Everybody got some form of real love. Man. Everybody that shit hit.
Everybody saying real love.
What you mean it ain't real?
Yeah, everybody love ain't real.
I ain't say everybody love was real, but you know, you may have received some form of real love from them. Depending on who the person
my
is.
My mama. My that's sister.
Hello,
man.
Ask the question again. Think of that for real. Man, what is something you have never received from a woman that you would like to?
Instructions.
Instructions on
correct that, instructions. Oh, anything.
Hey, you think about the gas station? You hit 2 curves.
This smells gross.
2 curves from the stop sign.
You don't know, have any instructions on how to love it for real.
What?
I just need you to figure it out. No. Bitch, have you figured it out how to love yourself first? Mm. That's just gonna be there.
It's
not been here for 3 years.
Motherfuckers that say that usually do the most toxic shit.
Yeah.
What
you
got?
Somebody to
It's gonna stay down
you're,
with me.
You're ravaged.
Bitch, you're killing me. I'ma die.
But on the flip side, niggas be doing that shit too.
On the game, 200 pounds.
That's why you just won't love me.
I got diabetes.
You done had 3 kids on
this is a lawyer. Nigga, you ain't lawyer. What
the fuck are you talking about?
You had 6 babies on her, man.
Shit, so we can talk about it on the podcast. That don't mean I'm always that motherfucking answer for it. What am I?
What do you mean by that? Look, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
What am I, my brother?
Hey, I'm telling you, some Mariah ass is jiggling so much of her.
Well, you funny than that motherfucker.
I ain't lying. You saying why? She got these niggas.
Can't say love, though, because I have a lot of experience.
Real love.
Real love.
Die.
You say all that. I don't want a motherfucker to die for me.
Love.
Unconditional.
I don't want a nigga to die for me, but I want a nigga to be willing to.
I don't know.
You ain't willing to die?
I don't want you to give your life up.
Diego.
Bro.
Now, what's the question again?
Let's see. Men.
And women.
What is something that you have never received from a woman that you would like to? So, in your case, if you women, what is something that you have never received from a man that you would like to?
Wig ring.
Shit, I got one of them and I'll get that bitch back.
Damn.
I need that kid on.
Damn!
So, give me a wig ring. That's mine. I'll die. I'll put you down some diamonds.
You would be okay with a woman proposing to you?
Huh? Nah, I think that's why you get married and they gotta get your ring
too. That's why I took you. You said the bitch give you a wig ring.
Kick
right in the titty. Don't kick in the titty. Kick in the face.
Randy Orton, double kick your ass. My mom, I know.
I hear what that ring is still.
I ain't finna get on my knee. But I'd be like, hey, nigga.
You disrespect.
Ask me to marry you.
You disrespect.
What the fuck?
Well,
who was that? Who did that shit? Jim Jones' wife?
She did.
What the fuck is this?
She definitely did. I'm not doing that shit.
I can't see
it. I can't see myself. Me? Sniper.
I'm not finna.
No.
Never got
like a thing. I mean, I have.
You know how?
But I mean, it's shit, that's one of them
that's
things.
How I grab a bitch face and wasn't she to me like. Grab her.
It's above me now.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to grab my face from here, dude. Get off your fucking knee.
Fall on top of your... Oh! What you doing?
About to tie your shoe?
Hey, y'all, we just falling.
I'm going to slap that shit out of hand first.
Put out a ring on you? That shit crazy. That shit crazy. I want to know.
Slapping that shit out your hand.
Remember,
I'm
about to
bend it. Dog, I'm slapping that shit out of your hand. That's gonna be the first time I ever super kick a bitch.
My answer is materialistic and selfish.
You what now?
My answer is materialistic and selfish.
That's what you want from a man. Because you've never had it?
Yeah. Oh. I would like to be...
You want to be spoiled?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. But I got to hit this air real quick. I'm starting to switch. Fat neck problem.
But...
So you want to be spoiled materialistically?
Yes.
And then selfish was the second part?
No, that's what I mean. Like, my answer was materialistic and selfish.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, what was that?
I want to be spoiled materialistically.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want to be able
she
to call...
to be selfish.
Not selfish. It's just that I want to experience what some of these ain't shit ass bitches be getting. Like, y'all be
anxious.
Y'all be anxious. No, I ain't seen it. Y'all bitches be ain't shit and be like, I need my nails done. Cash App, ding. What?
Right.
You ain't even did shit. You ain't cooked. You ain't cook. You ain't did shit. Yeah. Got to be. I'm like,
hell no.
Nigga,
listen,
hell. Do I need to?
Hell no.
Do I need to upgrade my
ain't
coochie?
Never did that shit.
I was about to say, child, don't look in there. Freeze. I bust a soda in that motherfucker. Ooh. Oh my god.
You look like the type. You look like the type, though, for real. I'm just saying. Man.
Yeah, shit. I look at
that type of lick some soda out for me. And you're going to be casual with it. Like, you talking to her. Yeah, like, you know, you weigh something here.
Yeah, let me snap.
What, you remember that Snapchat filter?
Yeah.
That's you. No, yeah, it took clean my freeze out there. I still ain't got no answer for that though. Like, I really don't know.
Like, yeah, if I could pick a selfish ass answer, that would be the answer.
Here we go. Elaborate, my bro. I don't think nigga, like,
this is the game
you
everything.
Yeah.
Gave you the world. Tax money.
No, I ain't never got no tax money.
Pussy.
Man. Pussy I should be.
Pussy.
Why? Why is pussy on that list? Huh? Why would pussy be on that list?
That gave you somebody else pussy.
Uh-huh. Never, I've never had. It always come this close.
What?
Why would I lie about that? Why would I lie about it? I ain't never had a threesome, G. First time, was in my apartment. It was this black girl, this white girl. She brought the white girl in. You know me, I'm always ready. She's like, yeah, my friend, pop the pill. She coming in, she walked in. And the white girl that broke down started crying. She's like, I don't want to do this. I want to do this with my husband. Your husband?
So, wait a minute.
I don't think the second time would have been classified as a threesome. That would have been a train.
The white girl. I'm still back on this white girl. This dark. When she came over there. Did she already know what situation she was going
to? I guess, you know, this was a birthday gift for me. And it did not go good. I got some heads, but.
So.
White girl left. She wanted to do that shit on her. But it was the second time. I fucked it up the second time.
So you came over there with intentions to perform a threesome and then got there and got morals?
No.
Because, like.
The second time.
You got a beard?
Yes. I had a chin strap.
That's what it was.
Like, oh. He ain't got no jawline. Let me get out. Yeah, let me go.
He got the ice cube.
The second time, they had already set it up. The girl was like, just bring a bottle. I ain't know her. I knew her friend was there, but I didn't know they was there. She was like, bring a bottle, pull up. You know, we going to get lit tonight. I'm like, cool. And, this other girl I knew and came in town from Texas. And she was like, shit, I'm going to be at this hotel. You should come through. And I was new, used to the girl at the hotel. So I went to the hotel. Shot was blowing my line up. I was blowing up. The next day, she hit me. She was like, man, you missed out. Shit, me and so-and-so was here. Shit, I had already put on game. We were just waiting on you in the bar. I mean, that bitch, Cuba Gooding Jr. swinging at the air.
I had to
I ruined the story.
I got invited to a threesome.
You said it was the best thing. I don't think I'm gonna make it. I think that'll be the first time I'm gonna be nothing super fast. Oh, no. I got no shame.
My first one was awkward. My second one was fun.
I feel like I'm the least experienced person I've ever seen. Nigga, you had a threesome.
High school was a little bit.
Yeah. God damn. See what I'm saying? What the man? Come on, so everybody out here just fucking and having threesomes in Miami. Well, shout out to Miami, my bro.
God damn.
Nigga had a threesome in high school.
I didn't have one till I was 26.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, damn.
My mother said she did. YOLO.
Pill popping out. I need to have a threesome.
So how you know you got real love?
How do I know that I got real love from a woman?
Outside. That's hot.
That's a great question, sir. Like, it's genuine, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if something is done for me, it's nothing that be done in return, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know women that if they cook for me like that, I gotta be doing something. I feel like it's genuine and it's real because in the process, you know, it's just like, I want you to be happy, that's why I'm giving it to you. But as far as, you know, her giving, how a motherfucker take care of me, how a motherfucker respond on communication, how a motherfucker listen to what I'm saying and try to implement everything I'm saying into my day. Like, just, it's a
I don't think I ever been taken care of.
Word?
Damn.
That's crazy.
And I know you some were married?
Some motherfuckers that'll take care of you, but they just do a lot of that shit.
I was in hospital one time. I had almost died. Which I don't blame
her
for this, but yeah.
I was about to say,
my mama was on the first floor, and I was on the third floor, and all her family was there, but she chose to stay down there with my mom. And I was up there, I felt a little with the nurse. But, I told her too, though, like, because she had come up there and be mad about what they doing or what they're not doing, so I was just like, no, let's just stay down there with your mom.
Yeah, no.
I don't ever feel like I would take care of
them. Oh, hell no. Like, I'm going to see my mama, but I'm definitely going to see my husband.
I had to be down the show. Tell this motherfucker to go home one time. I was like, hey, go home, get your shit together. Take your bath. You know what I'm saying?
I'm straight. Shit, fuck that. I'm bringing a pack of panties and a toothbrush.
I had to make sure she was home. Make sure she
was
home. It's done, I'm like, oh, thanks, bro. It's definitely done. Why did they buy you two pair of shoes,
though? That don't mean shit, bro. That's called investment.
I hate when that nigga try to get
that
shit.
That bitch invested in it. What she want?
Why is she investing in you? With two pair of shoes? How's that an investment?
I can see that as being an investment into some dick, but not a man.
Uh-huh.
But not a man.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Cause see, my thing
nigga,
is,
get the fuck out
you
here.
Use materialistic shit to get some dick.
You a slick dick.
You got to do more than that to get me, my nigga. Like,
you never fucked nobody that had no ties to him, huh?
Me?
Yeah. Of course. What the dick connect?
I had to get him that.
Get your ass up, man. Friday. I don't think you'll know how to take care of my hair. Take care of my hair. All my beard.
I'm walking everywhere. You gotta
You'll do this.
Where you going?
Yo house.
See, that's some light skin shit.
Nigga, you light skin. I'm saying you was a light skin nigga in a dark skin body. You don't see your Snapchat?
That's funny.
You just gotta realize when that sunlight hit me, it'd be different.
I see. Bring your light skin out. That's like the vampire.
Beard be sparkling and shit. Eyes be brown. You know what
listen. You got a dark skinned. Listen, the nigga I used to fuck with every time I'd be like. Like you automatically you start to bite your lip when you touch that beard.
That's
right,
bro. I said what I said. Don't care
all
them little patches up.
Oh, I got little patches. Fuck you, man.
You gotta let your shit grow for like months at a time. Just lying in your mouth. What you mean? I'm gonna cut my shit. We're gonna rip the world back together. Like, I'm gonna cut it like to my face.
What the fuck we look like? I'm gonna cut my.
Don't they be saying that shit? Twin!
Together!
Twin! Ain't that what the new niggas do?
Fuck no.
Twin! Twin! I'm coming to Maine. I'm gonna be outside. Hanging outside the truck like this.
That's funny as fuck.
Twin! Make sure I get the truck washed too. What if I get a beanie and like some extensions to come out there bitch so I can that'll be the only reason I grow dreads you so I can listen to this shit all day. What you mean? What, it's overrated?
Yeah, you ain't gonna shake your dreads.
You don't think so? I am. It's like if I ever get drafted to a basketball team or something, I'm coming out there for old school, good general and all that type of shit. I ain't get to come out to that shit.
What the fuck your training consists of?
Pooping fucking 3 years.
Even now. At 40 years old.
I wish I was 40.
I think I'm gonna be the coldest 40-year-old nigga, bro. I can't wait to hit 40.
Why do you think you're gonna be the coldest? Because you're gonna be buying pussy.
No. I think I'm gonna have this one. Because right now, at 30, I feel like my brain went up some levels. I feel like at 40, I'm gonna have some shit. Just figure it out.
The next 10 years.
Yeah, like you be hearing about the niggas she be talking about. I mean, one of them niggas.
The niggas gay.
No, it's just 40 and 50.
Nah, the niggas got to be gay.
Niggas know how to get the milk without getting cut off.
Nah, the niggas gay. No way you finna offer this to me every day, all day. No, that's gonna be like, yeah, fuck that. I don't know, did you turn this shit down on the regular too, so you know.
So I'll put some good pussy.
Nobody offers you no pussy.
People be offering me good pussy with bad intentions. I don't want that. Offering me good pussy with good intentions. Or pure intentions.
People be offering you good pussy with bad intentions. Mm-hmm. How does that work, boy? What's the bad intention behind a good pussy?
Manipulation.
They come with any woman.
Nah, I'll see.
She gonna use that again.
Come with any woman, but it should be coming with all of them.
You don't like any woman knowing she can put that pussy on you and get something out of you?
I think they feel that way. Yeah, they feel that way. And when they get rejected, all that shit, that's when they hate you.
That ain't never happened to you?
What?
My pussy on you got so much?
No.
Ever.
No. No, no pussy. They put that personality on me and got some shit about me.
That's worse. That you ain't getting nothing out of the deal.
No, I got the pussy. I ain't gonna be the pussy. They put the personality. You gotta get up in my sector first.
You said a bitch put some personality knowing you ain't got something.
Shit, else. Yeah, boy. Put it on lady, don't be thick.
The personality.
What? My two was the best bitch in the world.
And then she gave you the pussy, but the pussy wasn't better than the personality.
Pussy ain't got nothing to do with the
personality.
Pussy,
God
damn.
You lost me, though.
Wow. That's sucky.
I know you ain't going to get this
action. Oh, great.
I'm going off the pussy.
A great personality with bad pussy like that. Oh,
bad.
I was about to say that. Oh,
that pussy.
It just ain't come up to the level of the personality.
Mm.
personality.
A great personality, but with honorable mention, pussy ain't good either.
A good personality. Unmeaningful sex.
I had great pussy with horrible personality.
That's cum. What you talking about is not cum.
The pussy wasn't bad.
I know some pussies that are attached to terrible human beings. Just terrible human beings. And I did most.
You look at God like that bitch don't deserve it.
You say that after you nutted in the bitch about three times.
What?
You lying?
20. I pulled out of my wife.
But
hold on, let's back up. What my girl say? Put your game down, flip it, and reverse it. Sir, you ain't nothing in the bitch since how long?
2020.
No,
I'm lying.
Yeah, wait, no, you lying.
I forgot about
something. I was about to say her.
I stopped talking to that motherfucker. I forgot about
something. That nigga said I forgot about something.
I ain't talking
to you. You got some kids running around, nigga.
Get the fuck
out of here. That nigga said I forgot about something.
Coming America too on that day.
Sir,
that nigga said,
"Hold on, I forgot about something." You forgot you're nothing in the
world. I ain't fucked with
him
so long.
Oh God damn!
I tell you one thing. You can forget you nutted in somebody, but I guarantee you, a bitch ain't gonna forget when you nutted in her.
Ooh, I do know one thing, though.
Ooh.
You a giant turkey.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's funny.
God, you, girl.
Oh, God damn, boy. So how much you forgot about?
I forgot about it a lot. I
just wanted you to remember that shit that you had told us about such and such and taking the plan B and, you know, the calendar.
Damn, nigga, you might as well tell the whole story, nigga.
All right, so boom, my nigga told us.
Stop that, man.
Yeah, I think.
Goddamn show, man. Fuck.
What I'm listening to?
Yeah, I'm Randy Savage.
You told me to tell the whole story. I remember these episodes vividly, my boy. Sweet. Vividly. Shout out to her. That pussy was fire.
For sure.
This nigga here, bro.
One of the whole personality.
Whole personality difference. That's common. But good personality, terrible pussy?
I never said I had that.
That's what it sounds
I
like.
I said the pussy just went on par.
All right, so if her personality was good.
Personality was great.
Great. All right, so that's a notch.
You know how hard it is to find a woman that can make me fucking laugh from my side hurt? Then that's intellectual.
It's hard.
That can have me intrigued by what she's talking about.
Why is that hard?
This nigga. Oh my God, bro.
I'm just asking.
Bro, you fucking make me hate you sometimes.
Why don't you?
These problems that regular niggas have. You just.
I never said I never had these problems, but women are. Hard. A lot of women
bitches
are funny, bro. I ain't say that, my boy. You clearly look, me and you look for two totally different type of things. You don't think so?
What you looking for?
You want your brain stimulated.
Now? Because I have a lot of good pussy with horrible bitches who had horrible vocabulary.
Not a literate. Yeah.
Bitches that use the wrong words and the wrong sentences.
You need to sound it out, baby.
Can you bring me that Worcestershire
sauce? I like vocabulary niggas. Like
bitch, what you want, bitch? Just come to the camera and point it.
Be like, hey.
You said, what? You don't like but, what?
Wait a minute.
I don't like no challenge niggas. You know the challenge niggas? You don't want no challenges? What the fuck did you say?
Spell it out.
You know,
like, hey.
You can't be showing they feelings.
Before we
you
fuck.
No nonchalant, nigga?
Read this sentence.
You give it a nigga an eye test before you give some pussy.
Motherfucking boy.
Show me what's on line three, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's what a nigga said.
I'm going to get a nigga vocabulary.
Good, list. Nigga. Can. Shout out to Star Athlete. I'll never forget that shit, boy.
This used to be my shit, though, boy.
You look like a double MC extra.
You ain't like that shit? You ain't fuck with them tapes, nigga? You tweaking. Meek Mill had that Tupac back on that shit. 600 bins.
Pandemonium.
Man, come on. Dog. I'm finna go pull that shit up as soon as I get in the wood.
You funny, nigga. Mariano's with double MC.
I fucks with them songs with Omarion.
Fuck Omarion.
You tweaked out it,
nigga. That nigga had me believe it. I like Will. You just slide up on me and dance.
He did it. He did it. Only reason
I thought that's what being grown was. Like.
I still upset it with Omarion because he let Mario be
there. Right. Yeah. He got a way better catalog.
Mario came out with Black Air Force Energy and he let him get away with it. Fuck that. You know what upset me? You know what upset me the most? I was looking for the nigga to perform, G. I knew he wasn't going to out-sing Mario, but the nigga was out there eating watermelon, dog.
Man, bitches make you do some shit.
What in the nigga tree is going on? It was powerful nigga tree going on in that bitch.
I thought that was his brother eating the watermelon.
He don't give a damn.
He's
out. You just don't say he's eating watermelon, spitting seeds out of shit.
Then the nigga background, nigga was adding. Mario was like, what the fuck? And the mic, that shit was funny,
Mario said, y'all niggas sound crazy.
That nigga, what y'all doing out here? That shit was awesome, man.
The nigga Ray J out here with Casamigos.
Yeah, my nigga had the baby on.
When my baby's born. Y'all gonna let me sing my song.
Shout out, man. Hey, bro. Shit. Pleasure to be an underrated ass.
You know who underrated to me, bro? And people don't get that nigga his props. I seen another tweet today about this nigga Tank.
Oh, what? Vocally, that nigga is fucking.
Did y'all
run the whole song? That shit was short driving, ass. Bro.
Did y'all know that nigga signed back up for like a lot of
people? Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
I didn't know that shit.
Nigga, he still in the background on
I didn't know that shit until today.
He
did the little thing.
Touch? Yeah.
Man, when I seen that shit, I was like, that's that nigga? That's wild to me, bro.
That nigga was all Dream Girls in the choir. Nigga.
First I ain't nigga, that it, bro.
The loud of them. Oh! That nigga so irritating.
You fun. That nigga, man, come on, bro.
That I Can't Make You Love Me. You did that shit on that.
Ooh. But let me tell you,
the
motherfucker who knocked him right on back out that place where you, I Can't Make You Love Me, some more.
See, y'all on.
Ooh. That boy is a fucking alien, but it's amazing.
You know how we be talking about sports and you be lost? y'all just lost me right
he
there.
He lost me, nigga.
Who the fuck is that? Goes to Google. I'm talking about the Girl Scout cookies. And what the fuck? I believe it. Like, I listen to a lot of music.
I'm going
to
start rapping.
You finna start rapping?
Background then.
Man, that bitch ticking there, man. Oh,
straight
T-Pain. Yeah, that bitch.
Straight
T-Pain, my nigga. Yeah. I got about 10 seconds of good dance moves in me, dude.
Yeah, I mean, what
that? Gotta say that.
I miss niggas that dance.
I'm too over there. We came up in a dancing
perky dance.
Yeah, like
that
I
that shit
mean,
made me think, what if TikTok dancing was out when we was in high school?
Oh. Bro,
that'd have been some wild shit.
TikTok that made
my son. Who's it? I ain't
got TikTok. Our TikTok dances probably would have been filthy.
Yeah.
Because we were some little horny ass nigga, kids. When I look back on it, we was fucking fucking.
Those are friends, G, I'll tell you.
You remember, like, when it was the thing to do to pick a bitch up and dance with her?
Shit, yeah. That's still the thing to do for me. I'll pick a bitch up immediately. Don't come out of that room with music. Come
on. Don't ring your doorbell, huh?
Huh? What's that?
Don't ring your doorbell, huh?
My doorbell?
You took it down.
I fucked you, nigga. He's the worst.
You know
nigga,
what?
Man.
Y'all got anything else, brother?
He's the worst.
Man, you my dog, man. Come on, man.
Absolute worst.
I just remember Doorbell Chronicles Part 5.
That bitch out there coming my little room be picked up.
Miss Mariah.
Picked up and set down.
Good night, Mariah. You guys.
Let me just tell y'all this. Father, fuck you, man.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools. Y'all have a good night.